July 29, 1926. Everything that our Lord did invested the whole creation by virtue of the divine will, who will put all creation in feast once again. I was doing my usual rounds in the kingdom of the supreme volition, and as I arrived at the point of what the divine will had done in the humanity of our Lord, I looked at his tears, his sighs, his moans, and everything he did, invested with the light of his will. Its rays were beaded with the tears of Jesus, filled with his sighs, invested with his sorrowful and loving moans. And since the creation is filled and invested with the divine will, as its rays of light invested everything, they beaded all created things with his tears. All things were invested with his sighs, with his love, and all moaned together with Jesus. Now, sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and leaning his head on my forehead, told me, "My daughter, by sinning, the first man lost a divine will, and therefore my humanity was needed, united with the eternal word, which was to sacrifice the human will of my humanity entirely and completely in order to reacquire this divine will, so as to give it back to the creature. So, my humanity gave not even a breath of life to its human will, but kept it only to sacrifice it, and to pay for the freedom that man had taken, of rejecting this supreme will with so much ingratitude. And as he lost it, all of its goods, its happiness, its dominion, its sanctity, failed him, everything failed him. If man had lost something human given to him by God, a saint could have rendered it back to him, but since he lost a divine will, another man in God was needed, who would be able to give it back to him. Now, had I come upon earth to redeem him, one drop of my blood, one little pain of mine would have been enough to put him in safety. But since I came not only to save him, but to give him back my will, which he had lost, this divine will wanted to descend into all my pains, into my tears, into my sighs and moans, into everything I did and suffered, in order to reacquire the dominion in all and over all human acts, and therefore be able to form, once again, its kingdom in the midst of creatures. So, as a little child, when I cried, wailed, moaned, my divine will, more than soul array, invested all creation with my tears, with my moans and sighs. The stars, the sun, the starry sky, the sea, the little flower, all cried, moaned, wailed and sighed, because the divine will present in me was the same as that which reigned in all creation, and therefore, as though naturally, the stars cried, the sky moaned, the sun wailed, the sea sighed. The light of my will brought my echo into all created things, and repeating my acts, they kept company with their Creator. Oh, if you knew the assault that the Divine Majesty received in hearing my crying, my moans and sighs in all creation. All created things, animated by my will, prostrate at the foot of the Divine Throne, deafened it with their moans, drew it with their tears, moved it to pity with their sighs and prayers. And my pains, reverberating in them, bound it to surrender the keys of heaven, and implored that the kingdom of the divine will come upon earth once again. My celestial Father, moved to compassion and tenderness by his own will that cried, moaned, prayed and suffered in all his works, surrendered the keys and gave his kingdom once again. But in order to be sure, he placed it in my humanity, so that at the appropriate time he might give it back again to the human family. Here is the necessity for me to do the human actions and to descend into the order of the human actions, because my divine will was to take its dominion and substitute the order of its divine will in all the acts of creatures. See, then, how much this kingdom cost me, with how many pains I ransomed it. This is why I love it so much, and I want to establish it in the midst of creatures at any cost. Tell me, my love, if everything you did was invested with the unity of the light of the supreme volition, since this will is one and cannot be detached nor separated from its acts, the creation is no longer alone, but has the company of your acts, of your love, of your moans. Therefore, there isn't that sepulchral silence you told me about the other time. And Jesus, all goodness, added, My daughter, you must know that as long as my humanity remained on earth, and as long as the sovereign queen also was there, there was no solitude nor sepulchre, all silence in the creation, because by virtue of the light of the divine will, wherever this will was, it spread as light, and diffusing in everything, it multiplied in all created things, and everywhere my act was repeated, because one was the will. This is so true, that the creation gave sensible signs both at my birth, and even more so at my death, to the point that the sun became dark, the stones split, the earth trembled, as if all were crying for their creator, for their king. They cried for the one who had kept them in feast, who had broken their solitude and sepulchral silence. And, all feeling the bitterness of such a hard privation, they gave signs of sorrow and crying, and returned once again to the mourning of their solitude and silence. In fact, as I departed from the earth, the one who, in the light of my will, emitted the voice which, forming the echo, rendered the creation speaking and operating, was no longer there. It happened as to those metal instruments which, with artfulness, enclose the voice of one who speaks or sings. The instrument speaks, sings, cries, laughs, but this happens by virtue of the echo of the voice that has spoken. However, if the intelligence that produces that singing is taken away, the instrument remains mute. More so, since I did not come upon earth for the creation, but I came for man, and therefore everything I did, pains, prayers, moans, sighs, I left for the good of souls is more than a new creation. In fact, since everything I did was done by virtue of my creative power, everything is in the act of saving man. In addition to this, creation was made for man, in it he was to be the king of all created things. But by withdrawing from my divine will, man lost the regime, the dominion, nor could he form laws in the kingdom of creation as is usual with a king when he possesses a kingdom. In fact, having lost the unity of the light of my will, he was no longer able to rule, he had no more strength of dominion, his laws had no value. Creation was for him like a people that rebels against the king and makes of him its laughing stock. And this is why my humanity was immediately recognized by the whole creation as its king, because it felt in me the strength of a union of one single will. But as I departed, it remained without king again, enclosed in its silence, waiting again for someone who, in the kingdom of my will, would emit his voice to let it resound in it. But do you know who she is who will put all creation in feast once again, the one who will form its echo and will render it speaking again? It is you, my daughter, who will take back the dominion, the regime, in the kingdom of my will. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight in my volition be continuous.